Now, she's Mr. third wife, and she's real religious, but at the time she met Mr. she was running around with him when he was married to another woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, her daddy was a plantation owner. He owned all that land out there. And she just bought her a new Cadillac. And she is quite well off.
Mm-hmm.
Quite. Like Mr. See, she made Mr. take everything out of his name and put it in hers. She had, you know, complete control. But see, Mr. still likes his women and his little bit of booze. Because he'd take off in a minute and go down to Florida. He was shacked up with some woman down there. That was when he was in his 70s. He was shacked up with some woman down there in Florida. He'd go down there in a minute, see, you know? And I am not giving you. Mr. Huff would fool around if he, you know, was able,
uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
But that kind of slowed him down. And Tommy's got glasses about that thick. So like bomb, Coca-Cola bomb. So what, you know, he gets around, he, you know, he seems like it doesn't bother his vision. I mean, you never hunt yellow jacket or nothing like that. Now, I don't think there's nothing wrong with my eyes, but I'd be trying to follow them little bees, you know, to their nest, and you rob the nest. And God, I mean, the minute they leave the bait, you know, the bait might be a fish or a bird or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you might take a fish and split him and hold him open. The jackets will come up and cut off a piece of meat. And then they'll fly to their nest and deposit, you know, the... Or you might shoot a bird, you know, and pull the feathers and gut him, you know. But when you gut him, you don't throw the guts away, just let it all hang, you know. Anything they can cut on. Or you might, like watermelon, watermelon ain't no good, and I'll tell you why. They'll hang around watermelons. Like you ever eat watermelon and have all them bees flying around?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yellow jackets are the kind that, let me try to put it. Well, the reason meat's good, you take a cigarette leaf, unless you're an older man, like Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're all good at it. But like me, now, they're about as blind as a bat, you'd think. But like me, you take a cigarette leaf, and you tear off a little paper piece, and let me see. What you got? Like you might tear off a little leaf like this,
mm-hmm,
and then you take the leaf. Let me try to get it better. You might get the leaf like this, and then you don't need much now, because if it's too much weight, you know, he won't be able to carry it, and he'll turn on the thing, and he'll cut this piece off.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So what you do is you spin it up like this, and you make your little leaf like this. Use that cigarette leaf because it's so light.
Mm-hmm.
Then you stick a little piece of, you take a, tear off a little piece of meat or something, and you know, get it to stick to the thing. Then you find you one on the bait. You stick it to him, let him know what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
Take it off, put it in your hand. He won't sting you now, but all he's after is that. I mean, if you walk up and thump him or slap him or something, he'll let you know it.
Uh-huh.
Then you put it in the hand. And then what he'll do, he'll turn and he'll turn. What you got to hope is he doesn't turn on the paper and cut it off. He'll turn and turn. Finally, he'll get his direction, and he'll take off. Now, I need that because I can't see. And usually, they're smart. They'll fly right into the sun, and you lose them.
Uh-huh.
But once you get a general direction where they go, one might cut it, and the other one be down the field, and he'd be looking for one to come flying by. You know? So, like Tommy, he'd be having, you know, and then you follow him. So Tommy, he'll have glasses that thick. He'd be walking along about time. He'll sit there a minute. And what's so bad, see, like Luke, Buck's daddy, Carl's daddy, they almost locked him up by day. See, they were down by day. They almost locked him up because here's a man going down the road and all of a sudden, or running, you know, down the road, and he'll squat like this, you know, and he'll look. And he's looking at what he's watching, yellow jackets. But here's a man running all through the woods, squatting, and looking, and you don't know what he's doing because they don't know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
So here he is, you know, and he's watching this, you know, and remember, they hunt yellow jackets. Then they go back. Now, they do it in the daytime. I'm a coward. I have to wait till all of them are in the hole, and I take a railroad fuse, and you put it in the hole, and you blow the smoke in it. Don't take long. But don't take long. You better dig the hole. So then what you do is you stick your finger in the hole, and you follow the hole till you get the nest, and you take the nest out, sit on the ground, and you clean off the bees, you know, or put it back in the hole if you want to. And you clean the bees off, put them in the